Okay, today we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we are up to Parakas Mishnah. Hamakav vim avos ben chaburu. What if a person strikes a parent and actually leaves a mark, a bruise, a wound? V'achovul b'chaver b'Shabbos, or someone's chovul b'chaver not on Yom Kippur but on Shabbos. So patam mikulan. Then they're not going to be chayv in any of the chamisha dvarim mineshu nida benafsho, because they're going to be chayv misa, and the halacha is kamle b'drab minei. They only get the more serious of the two potential punishments. V'achovul b'evit kanani shalo patam mikulan. If a person in this chovel, his own Eved Kanani, so he's potter from making any sort of payment because it's his Eved Kanani. So normally the payment will go to the master of that Eved Kanani, but you are the master. The Mishnah then tells us, Atokel chaver nosan sela. If a person punches another person, he has to pay a sela for the boshas that he caused. Rabbi Dom Rishon Rabbi Yosei Aglili mana, that he has to give a mana, which is 25 times the value of a sela. Satara nosan lamasayim zuz, if he slaps him, open-handed slap, that's even more embarrassing, then he has to give him 200 zuz. If he slaps him backhanded, it's even more embarrassing, he has to pay 400 zuz. Tzaren ba'azno, if he yanks at his ear, talash bazar, he pulls his hair, rakak v'yigir baruch, he spits on the guy, and the split actually lands. Hever talisa mimeno, he pulls off his clothing from him. Paro roshe isha b'shuk, he pulls off a woman's shetel in the market. Nosin ha'bameo zuz. So those are all terribly embarrassing things, and he has to pay 400 zuz. Zak klal hakol fi kvodo. It all depends on the kavod of the victim, and the greater the victim's kavod is, the greater the embarrassment. Right, the higher he is, the harder he falls. Amar Rabbi Akiva, afilu anim shebishol ronosim kilehem bnei charin shiardu minichseihem shehem bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Says Rabbi Akiva, even the lowest echelons of Jewish society, we have to remember are bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and therefore we view them as if they are very high class people who just happen to be down on their luck at this point, and there's a ma'isa that backs this up. One time, a guy uncovered a woman's hair in the shuk. The woman came to Rabbi Kiva for a din. Rabbi Kiva was mechayv the guy 400 zuz. So the guy said to Rabbi Kiva, "Give me some time to make my case." So he gave him some time. So the guy waited for her at the entrance of her chatzer, which is still a public enough location, and he broke a little jug of oil that had an isar of oil in it, so the oil was going to be lost. And what did she do? Gilsa es rosha, she uncovered her own head, yada al rosha, and she started scooping up the oil and putting her hand on her head to keep the oil in her hair. So he had witnesses there, and they said, you know, to come to Rabbi Kiva and say, look, she doesn't care about her own hair being uncovered. I'm going to pay 400 zuz for the embarrassment of uncovering her hair. Look, she uncovered her hair on her own for a little bit of oil. So Rabbi Kiva said, lo amar to klum, your tain is nothing. You're not allowed to wound yourself, but if you do wound yourself, you're going to be pater from paying for that wound. And yet if someone else assaults you, he's going to be chayiv. Someone cuts down his own trees, even though you're not allowed to do that, he's going to be pater for doing so. Meaning it's an issur of baltashkes to cut down fruit-bearing trees, but he's going to be pater, he's not going to have to pay. Achirim shekatzu es nitziyosav chayavim. But if other people cut down someone else's trees, they're going to be chayiv. So your taina that you shouldn't have to pay for embarrassing her by uncovering her hair is not a taina, because she didn't, when she uncovers it herself, that's not embarrassing. When you uncover it, it is embarrassing. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hay, we said that we apply kamle b'drav mineh to the chamisha dvarim. So if you're chayv misa for assaulting a parent or for being mechal Shabbos, you're going to be pater from all of these payments. And then we said in Mishnah Vav that if you punch a person, you pay a sela. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yosef Glili that you pay 100 zuz. If you slap a person, it's 200 zuz. If you backhand slap a person, it's 400 zuz. If you yank at their ear or their hair, or that you spit at them and it lands, or you take off their clothing, or you uncover a woman's hair, it's 400 zuz. And it all depends on the covenant of the person. Rabbi Akiva says that every Jew is a mechubadika person, and therefore it's always going to be a significant amount of money. And there was a maisa of a woman whose hair was uncovered by a guy, and the guy then later demonstrated that she didn't mind having her hair uncovered even for a small monetary gain. And Rabbi Akiva says you still got to pay 400 zuz, because there's a difference between when someone embarrasses themselves versus when someone else embarrasses them. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Zion.